confirmation saying I got it. Our renewal is next month, so I'm gonna get that renewal notice via the email, and then I can pay it, you know, I pay in full.
Which the game is also there.
I'm not buying the free detail, I would save it on the free sign up I did. But, you know, while it's premium, I wanna make sure that I have the money to pay, and I don't wanna just all of a sudden come out on a certain day, and there be a problem. I can all forego the free sign. Okay. All right, let's continue on. We're gonna talk briefly about, agency measures of success. Right, we talked a lot today. Your agencies are measured, you can think of this as like a report card. Right, so it's the beginning of the year, we're at the beginning of the year now for 2010. So your agents have goals where they want to be by the end of the year. So as such, your agency has goals. Those goals tie into the regional goals, right? Because the region wants to be someplace by the end of the year. The region's goals tie into Allstate Corporate's goals, right? They want to be someplace by the end of the year. New York has to do their share. Each agent in New York has to do their share to get New York there. So you just follow those goals all the way back down, and that's pretty much telling you what you're doing every day in your agency. Right? So if the goal is to sell auto, right, that's the acquisition fee, you gotta sell auto. So if we gotta sell so many autos on a national basis, that works out to how many autos in New York, that works down to how many autos in Territory 3, how many autos are you responsible for? Right? And then within your agency, right, your agent might want to see certain production out of each one of the sales producers to achieve those goals. So it's good to have goals, right? Know where you're going. So you're on that roadmap, that trip up to Boston that Julie talked about.
Oh,
that's where we're going, right? This is Boston. So the end is in sight. We can plan according to what our goals are. So everything you do in your office on a day-to-day basis should relate in some way to one of these goals. To retain that customer that you already have, right? So providing them with a good customer experience, taking care of them, calling ahead of any premium increase, cross-selling into that household. We got production goals around new auto. Also, the EV is still there, right?
We got to
sell. That's part of the cross-sell level. We're cross-selling. Hopefully, we're hitting some of those EV numbers at the same time. We've also got to do this in a profitable way, right? So Nick was just talking about the loss ratios. But we don't want to start writing bad business for the sake of writing business. Any business I write helps here, right? If I write the bad business, that hurts me here. So I get closer to my goal here, and I get further away over here. So it's a balancing act. If I want to write good business, so I approach both goals. Okay? We didn't talk a lot about the financial side, but there's goals around the financial production as well. So we talked about maybe those cross-sale opportunities where you're going to transfer that influence to the FS if you work for them or whoever is your agency, that kind of business. So you don't want to ignore that opportunity. And we spoke a lot about the agency loyalty, right? It's kind of new. I think it's the first year that agency loyalty is showing up here as agency goal.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's going to be measured and looked at as well. Okay? So again, everything you do should be focused towards achieving one or more of these goals. We mentioned earlier the PSA, Premier Service Agency. Right? Some of you are already there. Some of you are striving to be there. Right? Some of you are working hard to stay there, right? You've gotten it. You retained that qualification. So now you want to hold on to that. Right? So it's a recognition of the top agencies. They have to meet certain requirements. And as such, you get increased benefits and growth opportunities. Here's a little more information on it. This comes straight from Gateway, right? This slide was created just by coming to pages on the Gateway. You can go and look at your stuff. Talk a little bit more about the requirements. You have to be available and accessible, right? Why? That's what customers want, right? So somebody was paying attention this morning, right? We asked the customers what was important, and they said that you need to be accessible. So if you want to be a premier service agency, you have to be accessible. I mean, you have to have certain hours. You have to have certain staffing requirements, right? So you need to be accessible. You got to forward your phones at night, that type of thing. When you quote, you got to quote offering all the discounts. Right? We talked about that. Agencies need to be involved in the claims process. That's first notice of loss we talked about. That provides a better customer experience for your customer. So we want to see that marketing association. Managing premium increases, right? Use that premium straight talk. Call ahead of time. Explain why. right, look at the discount they might be eligible for. That was great that Julie let us know that that was a positive outcome of that, the 30% increase in Texas, that we actually renewed that one and sold the three-car auto. Right, so that was fantastic. Offer annual reviews, right? We mentioned the staffing. Minimum ALI score, right? So Nick was showing you that slide that those Western, you know, stellar agencies on the bottom of his chart that had ALI scores below 70, so they're not going to qualify for PSA. Right? They have some other issues going on there as well. Right? They weren't using the premium straight talk, and that's a direct correlation. Mm-hmm. Maybe they start using premium straight talk to get their ALI scores up, and they'll be able to qualify for PSA. Okay? So you see how everything we're talking about today kind of ties together. And we're actually set up the PSA as one of the ways of rewarding those agencies that embrace what we've discovered is important for the customer, make that part of their daily activities, and they live this. When the customer has a better of anything they do, so they'll be doing their service. What are some of the benefits? Right, we talked about the multi-channel, right? Customers might want to contact us via 1-800-ALLSTATE, Allstate.com. When they do, we're an agency distribution system. So we want those customers driven back down to the local agencies. So which agencies are we going to drive those customers to? PSA agencies. Right? So we know that if we drive those customers to a PSA agency, they will have a better customer experience, they'll be well taken care of. Right? So we're going to reward those agencies that meet those qualifications by filtering those leads back to them. So it all kind of ties together. Priority placement of the agent locator. You get to use, a little logo on your website. Right? Customers like that, right? Ooh, this looks nice. Who's got designations on their business card? Anybody? Right? So the CPCU or LUGC, you got all these designations, right? You got stuff on the back of your business card. There's not enough room on the front of the business card sometimes. It's the same idea behind the little logo, right? So it just kind of makes a nice impression. It looks like you're special, your agency is special, and they feel good about doing business with you. Let's take a look now at the growth areas and challenges. This comes straight from the kickoffs that hopefully many of your agents attended, right? And when we were first putting this whole program together, I was like, you know, this is fantastic. This is geared for the staff, because often they don't get to go to the kickoff and hear the message, right, and kind of get pumped up by the sales leaders. So this is sort of your opportunity to see this message, get excited about it, learn a little bit more about, you know, what's going on at the regional and corporate level that's driving the things that you see day-to-day in the agency. Right, and what are our strategies? Having the right producer. Well, that's why we developed this workshop that you've attended today, right? Business of insurance. You guys are the right producers. We're just trying to give you more tools to use day to day to improve that customer experience, right? To implement the things that we found through the research that are going to have a positive effect on the customer loyalty, the retention, and the profitability of your agency, maximize your success. Targeting the right customers. I think Nick talked about that in the target segment. Our best pricing, our best discount, are all going to be geared towards that high-value customer that we're after. Right? So it doesn't mean that it's not going to always work for somebody that might not necessarily be that high-value customer, but it's not going to work as nicely. Right? Or they're not going to be eligible to have for all the discounts. They're not necessarily going to get the best price if they don't fall nicely into that niche segment. Right? But when we're supporting that, we're going after that target customer, and we're creating the discount and the pricing structure to make that happen. We talked about this earlier, right? Once you're in there, cross-sell to those customers, more lines, going to increase the retention, and ask for referrals from those customers. They know other people that are similar to them, which is the other high-value customers we need to have. Using an effective selling process, right? Customers told us they want a consistency. We have the GSL quote and close. If you haven't been to POP, I really encourage you going. Even if you've gone to POP, it's actually, and Jerry's got the sign-up sheet back there, she's holding up. So before you leave, We have parting gifts before you go, right? So before you get your parting gift, you're going to sign up for POP. You haven't gotten POP. Okay? Even if you're gone, right? If you went, it was probably there. Now it's closed. Whoops, we forgot to close. Right? So now it closes on it. So like everything else, right? It evolved. We improved it. You know, we tweaked it a little bit to try and make it better. So now it's the chance of going close. Even if you win again, you think, like, I'm not necessarily encouraging everybody to go again. It's not really that different if you take another 2 days out. But if you haven't seen it, certainly go again. I think if you've gone, you can kind of figure out the road tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I got to ask.
Well, actually,
we have to have some yourself.
The
designed for those
top graduates.
Exactly.
Yeah. Graduates
that didn't have the clothes piece, and anybody that really wants to go is a refresher. So we'll start to advertise those in Empire Express, and also you see in the education calendar, so you'll be able to just dial in if you want to.
Great, thanks, Sherry. And those are great because you don't have to ask your agent, hey, can I leave the agency for the day? Right? You dial in for the duration of the training, and then get back to work, which is what they want.
1.5 hours.
Okay. And putting all of this together, we want to grow, retain the customers that we have, add more customers. We want to do it in a profitable way. Right? So we got to target the right customer who's going to pay the right premium according to the risk that they represent to us. Right? So we're not having those abnormally average few types of loss pressures that are causing us to have 120% combined ratio. Right? Like Nick said, you just can't go on that way forever. You run out of money sooner or later. Okay? And this was the call to action at the end of the kickoff, right? This is supposed to be the real rah-rah. Let's get Julie back up here to do this, right? Get you guys fired up. Right? Call to action. It's urgent. We need to start right now. If we start tomorrow, it's a little harder than if we start right now. Well, maybe you have to start right now because it's our time to get out of here. Right? All right, we'll start tomorrow. Okay? But it's urgent. Don't wait until next week. Start tomorrow.
Yes. Don't wait until next February.
Next week,
you just call
that
small
business days. You could have sold. Who here is open on Saturday? Excellent, right? You got 3 business days this week left then. That's fantastic. So let's start right now. We got to believe in what we're doing, right? Who doesn't have all the insurance? Right, does that mean that maybe someday when my agent grows this business and opens up a satellite office, maybe I'm going to be the person that's the key person in that office, and I'll run that office for my agent. Right, so have that vision. Think big. And be empowered, right? Grab it. Make it your own, which is the next one. Right? Own it. Be accountable. Don't make excuses. Don't say it was somebody else's responsibility, right? Take ownership of it yourself. Be accountable for it. Do what's in your power. And at the same time, if there are others in your office, right, you can kind of help them along. You see that they're not necessarily doing the best job. Give them some guidance. Give them some input. Sign them up for a business owner challenge workshop. Sign them up for POP so that they can improve their skills and ability to move forward. All right? And then once you get going, right, you can start tomorrow, but you didn't have to start today. You can start tomorrow, and then don't stop. Okay? And then if we all work that way, we should have a greater opportunity to achieve each of your agency goals and the regional goals for 2010. All right, so that really concludes the education portion of this. We just want to talk briefly about recognition. You've heard probably about half of you have attended POP. We've said POP, I wasn't counting, but probably at least a couple of dozen times throughout this presentation. So we wanted to recognize those individuals from your very own Territory 3 that have attended and graduated from POP. But when they first gave me this presentation, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. They put it up there in the order so people coach the class as opposed to out there. Right? So, and it's not even, we're not even done, it's another slide, right? We couldn't fit everybody on one slide. So, this is only up to M. So, if your name starts beyond MO,
yeah, I'm on the front page.
Yes, you're on the next slide. So, up more than you ever have a chance to find themselves. But before, it was like, chronological.
Like, yeah, I'm on the first page.
Was it in this territory?
If you think you're on, you have a hard enough getting your landlord to fix your you think they're going to replace your contents in the case of and it's a postcard in mind.
Ed, what's your last name?
Warren, H-O-R-A-N.
Okay, well, where did you take off?
I think in September or October.
Oh. Okay.
Our college is not having I'm sure that
this year's
administrative
global level. It's probably.
Terribly, you're left out.
We sent it out, that letter that says about the landlord policy doesn't cover your content.
I'm surprised I'm up there. I didn't take it in this territory.
Their computer system.
No, it's Kathleen. Bella Kathleen, though, you took the class.
Did you get your little gold thing?
I have it up in the office.
She shows up.
Julie, can I tell you all your messages?
We report back.
I know. So my question to you is, and I want to say, did John do a nice job?
Yeah.
And how about Nick?
He don't like that part, but yeah, he did a good job.
He did a good job. And he has some tough material to cover. I have the easy part, right? That roadmap. Now, do you feel that you know what the roadmap is a little bit more than when you came in? And now I'm going to give you a quiz. What are the three most important things? Those were the planks. Remember we talked about the bridge and the planks? What do you have to do? Who we have listened to? Okay. And what was the second plank? Dealt with the customer, but it was more than just listening.
Understand.
Service, right. And what was the third one? Maximize, okay? So we started out with the old hokey little map here. We all went Zoom, we did Google and MapQuest. We got to Boston and we're landing back in New York. So now you have a roadmap of how you're going to be successful in 2010. What do we want to do this year? Write more?
Auto.
And when you're writing the auto, what do you also want to do? Cross-sell. And then what's the third thing you want to do at the appropriate time?
Referral.
And who are you missing here? You got the financial specialist. Right. Want to do that transfer of influence with the financial specialist. There is time in every call to do this. I'm going to pick on Rosa, and there was somebody over here also from Geico. How many times are you going to close a customer? Four times,
okay.
At least four times, says Rosa. Right? You can't just take the first, I'll think about it. Yeah, because it's a very good idea to think about it. When would you like to take care of this policy? No, so anyway, I just wanted to make sure that thank Nick, and I'm very, very glad that you guys were able to take advantage of this class. When you get back to your office, I'm going to ask you to do two things. One, thank your agent, owner. Why? Because they sent you here. They invested in your being here in this class. They paid you today, didn't they? Did you write any policies for them today?
No.
Probably not. Okay.
Tomorrow.
But tomorrow,
you're going to double up.
Class, you're going to have better conversations with the customers and the prospects, and you should be able to do a better job. So thank your agency owner. And you know what? You're going to have to do a favor for me and Sherry, too. Anybody else in your office who could qualify for coming to this business of insuring? I want you to refer another student for a class. So Anthony is going to refer Ravina to the agency. And I know Monica is already signed up. So in your own agency, you have the benefit of the class. And I think Josie is coming soon. So if you're in a situation that there's another licensed sales producer, let's get that person into class as well.
And if they're not yet through the binding authority, that's okay. They can still come as long as they're licensed. Okay? So I don't know if anybody falls into that category. And the last thing, is there anybody that's home here and parked in the hotel?
Mm-hmm. No, you could get a valet.
All right, well, listen, we had some houses in the hotel lodge. So if that's you, we'll see out there.
What the fuck is that?
I'm kind of the same way.
Only effective. Only effective. You have someone new and someone who's been there. How long have you been?
With this agent,
she's been there longer and she's learning less and less. It's like, I don't know how you unlearn what you've learned. Like, it's time for her to go. And that's my aunt.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'll pay you to stay home. Please. Right.
Well, nice seeing you guys. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks for letting me have your seat.